Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and Lucky Perez here on Go for Gold. First and foremost, our heartfelt condolences to Dunit Pellalage. What a cricketer he is. So sad that he lost his father at such a young age. But I just got news that he's come to pay respect to his dad, but he'll be getting back to the United Arab Emirates. And that's a great spirit. And I'm sure his father, from heaven, will obviously be very proud of the young man because he rejoins the team. And mind you, he's a fantastic all-rounder. Did have a problem against the Afghans bowling in the final over, but that's not his fault. Definitely not. But these things can happen. Might have had a bad day on that day. And then I reckon that Sri Lanka made a mistake by getting Dunit to bowl the last over. After he bowled three impressive overs, mind you, right? He just gave away 17 runs and took one wicket. It might have dented his confidence a little bit. But then he's big enough, mature enough to get right back. Because top cricketers, even though they have a bad day, I assure you, they'll get back. Right, quickly, let's dive into the game that took place yesterday between India and Oman. I mean, we all know that India tried some experiments. They wanted to give all their batters an opportunity to go out and then see how the wickets play in this competition. So they won the toss, decided to bat first, made 188 runs for the loss of 8 wickets. Sanju Samson was pretty impressive, isn't it? I mean, he made a wonderful 56. Abhishek Sharma, as expected, made 38. Akshar Patel is always a thorn in the flesh for any opposition, made 26, and Tilak Marma 29. But Surya Kumar Yadav, or Sky as he's known, did not bat yesterday. So that was the scenario. Impressive, isn't it? Even Oman got just 21 runs short of the victory target of 189. I mean, they got to 167 for 4 wickets. Amar Kaleem 64 and Harun Mirza 51. And I'll think they'll be very, very proud. Their coach, Dilip Pandis, will be proud. I mean, to score 68 and 51 against a quality attack like India proves that these two players are very, very good indeed. They're up to, I would say, international standards. So, well, easy win then for India. It just looked a bit of a dead rubber game. Today, Sri Lanka is playing against Bangladesh, so we keep our eyes focused on that. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Piris here on Go for Gold. I'm going to spin you a couple of Sinhala songs for your listening pleasure today, being a Saturday. Enjoy it. Thanks for listening.